Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we plunge into the very depths of knowledge to try and find the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we're talking about the early 20th century singing sensation, Florence Foster Jenkins. To put it kindly, Florence Foster Jenkins couldn't sing. She couldn't hold a note and she had a tough time with pitch. She started out as a piano teacher in Philadelphia, and many would say that her career should have ended there. But when her mother died in 1928, Miss Jenkins used her inheritance to start singing publicly in New York. She hadn't really pursued singing much before then because, surprise, her parents and former husband told her it was a bad idea. People who attended Miss Jenkins' performances were stunned by how bad she was and spread the word to their friends that they should check out this awful, awful singer. And so despite the lack of any apparent vocal ability, Miss Jenkins became a nationwide phenomenon. Her performances must have been something to see. Many of her costumes she designed herself, and many of them included tinsel. No comment. Actually, if you get a chance, you should search online for pictures of her in costume. They really don't disappoint. Her piano accompanist, Cosme McMoon, had the ability to shift key to try and keep up with Miss Jenkins' constantly wavering voice as she tried to belt out arias by Mozart, Strauss, and Verdi. When she heard laughter coming from the audience, she would write it off as the jealous chortles of her rival divas. Jenkins made it all the way to the top. After a car crash in 1943 that she claimed gave her the ability to, quote, sing a higher F than ever before, she decided to take the big step in October 1944 and play Carnegie Hall. People had been begging her for the 15 years she performed to sing at Carnegie Hall, but she never felt she had the confidence. But now she did, and the event sold out weeks before the performance. It was probably a dream come true for her, letting her voice ring out across the famed performance venue. And what a way to go. Florence Foster Jenkins died just a month later in Manhattan. She recorded 9 songs during her life, like this aria from Mozart's The Magic Flute. As you can hear, she very plainly sucked at being a soprano, but it's tough not to admire the spunk this woman had. She was a woman in pursuit of a dream, and she went a lot farther than many others would to fulfill her desires. My favorite quote by Miss Jenkins was one that she leveled at her critics. In response to their backhanded remarks at her lack of ability, she said simply, "People may say I can't sing, but no one can ever say I didn't sing." Thanks for tuning in to episode 12 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea for an episode or theme week, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow when we'll be taking a look at how a sleepy Southern California village became the movie capital of the world.